السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that we continue with our lesson on the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Ra'd, chapter number 13 and verse number 29. To recap and summarize our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informed us about the bounties and favors of Jannah and said, Yadkhulunaha. The people will enter the garden of eternity, and those who were pious and died with iman from their parents and spouses and offspring and children. Did you make dua for the deceased today, O Muslim? Every day we should be making dua for our near and dear ones. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Surah 59, Surah Hashr, verse 10. O Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters, all who passed away before us with Iman. When you make dua special for your beloved parents, then read Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. O beloved Allah, you forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day when the accountability will be established. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. And you make dua for all those who have passed away. A lesson today for the Ummah is the news coming out from Kashmir is very, very bad indeed. That is Indian occupied Kashmir. We dedicate today's lesson to them, the Mujahideen and the martyrs of Kashmir. Daily make dua for them. They are taken off the radar. They are taken off the media. And there's a blackout there because the enemies are now busy harming and ill-treating and transgressing against the Muslims. All this happens. And the Ummah and Muslimah, they are totally oblivious, the vast majority of them. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. And the angels will enter upon them from every portal and every door. They will be there at our beck and command. Whatever we want, same time, immediately, instantly, it will be given. And when we receive it, we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, because now we are the guest of Rahman, Duyuful Rahman forever. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has stated, Nuzulam min Ghafurir Rahim, the hospitality, the entertainment, the enjoyment, everything is from Ghafur, from Almighty Allah, who is of forgiving, very, very merciful. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. This morning was cold. And still we woke up, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, we read our Fajr Salat on time. So those are the people, peace be upon you for your endurance, your patience, that you read Salat with Jamaat, O Muslim men. You read Salat at home, O lady. So all this year. We stay away from vices and sin. If and when a calamity comes, then still we exercise sabr. فَنِّئِمَا أُقُبَ الدَّارِ How excellent it is, the final abode of these people. On the other side of the spectrum, the non-Muslims who violate and broke the commandment and the covenant they made with Almighty Allah, whatever Almighty Allah told them to enjoin, they broke that. Marriage, nikah, is sacrosanct and sacred in Islam. That institution will continue even in the year after. In this world, ordinary mortals, human beings like you and me, we perform and solemnize the nikah. There, Allah will perform the nikah with the beautiful damsels of Jannah. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha's nikah performed by Almighty Allah. Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh radiallahu anha, her nikah to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam performed by Allah enshrined in the noble Quran, Zawwajnakaha. Nabi Adam alayhi salam's nikah is solemnized. Now he wants to go and touch Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. It is written by Allama Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Delvi in Madarij al-Nubuwa, Rahimahullah, great scholar of Hadith he was. He said, the angel said, no, you can't touch your wife. You haven't paid mahar. He, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, said, what is the mahar? They said, 3 durood sharif, 3 salawat upon Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some narrations say 20 salawat. So nevertheless, so that is how we enjoin what Almighty Allah commands us. What they do, وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّ صَلَى وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ They say, just be a lover. And you have partners, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. Everything legal, enshrined in the constitution. That type of constitution for us as Muslims is not worth the paper on which is written. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةُ For such people, Allah's curse is upon them. وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ And for them is an evil, terrible abode. And that is the hellfire, Jahannam. Every human being today is concerned about the risk. I give you an easy prescription, O listener of CII. You must obviously read your 5 daily salat on time, the men with jama'ah in the masjid and the women at home. And then after sunrise, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 12 minutes, whatever the case might be, read 2 rakat Salatul Ishraq, and if you're going to shop, job, and so forth, then read another 2 rakat Salatul Duha. So that also is fine, charge namaz as you call it, and thereafter read Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu. The honorable, beautiful, wonderful name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, because Allah is Basit, Allahu yabsutur rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah increases the risk for whomsoever He wishes. Wa yaqdir, Allah Ta'ala decreases it. That is never the criteria that that person is beloved by Allah. Dunya is for Muslim and non-Muslim. Akhirat, the year after, Jannah is only for the Muslim. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ There will be no share for them who are non-Muslims in the year after. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعٍ And the year after, compared to the dunya is nothing but mata'. I gave you the whole incident of Imam Ismail Rahimahullah, the linguist and the grammarian par excellence, what he explained to us regarding mata', that dirty rag that normally the lady keeps in the kitchen. And you will find it most of the time is dirty also. Nevertheless, the enemies of Islam, they would mock Nabi alayhi salatu salam and say, how come we don't see signs revealed upon you, meaning tangible sign, O zalim, O oppressor, transgressor, 6,236 signs alone in the Quran Sharif. So is that not enough? The reason is, agar tu hina chahe to bahane hazar, majority of them were not interested in Islam, and therefore they rejected every verse of the noble Quran. Today's world, they want peace. The politicians say, we will bring peace. Which type of peace they bring? They go slaughter innocent people. And that is the so-called peace they bring. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And those people of Iman, they have complete faith, conviction in Almighty Allah. Their hearts get saturated, satisfied, and they are very, very happy when they make the zikr. Why? The zikr of Allah. Allah, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. When you make the zikr of Allah, the hearts will find peace, they will find contentment, and there will be satisfaction. Today, humankind at large has forgotten. They said Allah does not feature in the modern world. It is secularism. It is human rights. But they forgot about divine rights. Nay, they have not forgotten. They have divorced themselves from it and detached themselves from it. And therefore, you find the world has become such a big mess. Every day, innocent people get killed. So where is the justice? When you look at Islam, Islam gave us divine rights. Islam gave us human rights. Islam gave us animal rights. Islam gave us a body. And how much you sustain and maintain that body. Islam gave us spiritual nourishment. And that is zikrullah. Wala zikrullahi akbar. And the remembrance of Allah is the biggest thing. Allahu akbar. Allah is the biggest, mightiest, greatest. His zikr is the greatest and mightiest. One idiot politician, he loves people to praise him, and the idiots will fool them every election. How I chuckled this morning when I left Lanesia. I see the painting going on now, and the light bulbs are going on now. So I'm in the country now for 8 days, 9 days, and I see day and night the lights are on in front of my house 24 hours. You can't fool people all the time. You can fool some idiots all the time. So you must remember this. If you want peace, then the only peace will be that when you are going to have a balance in your lifetime. We're not speaking about the balance in the bank. We're speaking about the balance within our life. Look after the spiritual and look after the physical. So today, in the name of dieting and all this, millions of dollars are spent, but they don't tell you anything about the spiritual. So it's a waste of time. Still, you will not get what Allah wants you. So Quran taught us, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرَهُ وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, that the men and women must remember Almighty Allah profusely and abundantly. Nourish that soul, and then you will find peace. Look at the word, O Muslim. تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. The heart will find satisfaction. The heart will find peace. The heart will find contentment. And when we become a zakkar, you know what's a zakkar? A person who remembers Almighty Allah abundantly, profusely. Tomorrow, when the time of death comes, then the angels come. Malakul Maut comes with his entourage, and he uses the same word. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, O you soul who was contented, O you person who was satisfied, O you person who remembered Allah profusely and abundantly, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, return to your Allah, and Allah is pleased with you, and you will be pleased with Allah. And when we don't do that, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَا, then when we turn away from the zikr of Almighty Allah, Allah makes this life miserable, wretched, horrible for people. And you see the life of people. Somebody is a junkie, somebody on drugs, somebody's boyfriend, girlfriend problem, somebody committing suicide, and the whole world becomes one big mess. Go back to zikrullah. And how much you make zikrullah? Ahabbul a'mali ilallahi adwamuha wa in qalla. The most beloved action by Allah is where there is consistency, although the quantity might be less. So take the 100 tasbih, La ilaha illallah. Take the 100 Durood Sharif Salawat. Take the 100 Istighfar. Start like that. Read Quran Sharif daily. Pick up our hands daily. Allah se manwana hai. It's Wednesday afternoon now. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Adabul Mufrad mentioned the story of Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhuma. Akhiru man mata bil Madinatil Munawwara min as-sahaba. The last sahabi to pass away in Medina Munawwara. He, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, states, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua in Khandak on a Wednesday, and I, whenever I encountered a problem, Wednesday afternoon, I cried, I begged, I beseeched Allah, and always Allah accepted my dua. Wake up, O Ummah and Muslimah, the Muslims in Palestine, the Muslims in Kashmir, the Muslims in Iraq and Afghanistan and Bilad al-Sham, they all are awaiting our du'as, and in Yemen as well. So all these countries, the Ahlul Sunnah are going through a difficult time. So these are the times we should be making zikrullah, begging Almighty Allah. Surah 13, Surah Rad, verse number 29. Alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Those people who possess true iman, they have firm conviction. Wa amilu salihat. And they continue with the righteous deeds and actions. We must have iman. We must imitate, emulate Mustafa, Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There must be ikhlas and sincerity. Then and only then is that action accepted in the court of Allah. That is righteous deeds and actions. Tuba lahum. What is the meaning, tuba lahum? Three meanings. If you take literal meaning, atyab, something pure, refined. Allah will give you the most refined and the best of rewards, O human being. And that is Jannatul Firdaus. Tuba lahum shajaratun bi jajwi fil jannah. Such a tree in Jannah. You will walk and move and go in the shade of that one tree for 500 years. Wala yaqta'uha. And yet you will not cover the distance of that one tree. Tuba, special place in Jannah. So all these meanings. Allah is giving us guarantee. Tuba lahum, for them is refined, elegant, excellent, the best places in Jannah for them. Wa husnu ma'ab, and an excellent place to return to. You, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people, they are mocking you, belittling you. Almighty Allah reminds the Master, ala sabili tasalli, to pacify and console Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kadhalika arsalnaka fi ummatin. Similarly, we sent you, ya Rasulullah, fi ummatin, to your ummah, to your international ummah and people. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا أُمَمْ, and before them many generations, many nations, many people came. لِتَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمُ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, so that you rehearse, you recite to them. They are gone, their forefathers decimated, annihilated, but their children, grandchildren, progeny is still there. So you recite to them what their forefathers did. And then if they still continue, then remember, they will pay the price. They do so at their own peril. لِتَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الَّذِي, so that you recite and rehearse upon them. أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, the wahi we have sent to you. Allah is one and alone. Allah uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence and to stamp his authority. I am Allah, فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيد. I do as I please, and none in the entire universe and creation can question me. I am the sole sovereign. I have all the authority. Everything belongs to me. أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَهُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ بِالرَّحْمَنِ. You continue reciting, rehearsing, propagating to them whilst they are rejecting Rahman, they are rejecting Almighty Allah. From them, maybe somebody embraces Iman, Islam. So we must continue with the mission and message. قُلْ, and what must be your message? Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Huwa Rabbi, He is my sustainer, nourisher, provider. La ilaha illa hu, la ma'buda bihaqqin illa hu. Truly, there is none worthy of worship except Him, Allah. Alayhi tawakkaltu, I place my trust only on Him. So we are ill, we are sick, we go to the doctor, we take the medication, but we don't trust the doctor to give us shifa. We don't put our confidence and conviction in the medication and injection. We place our trust in Allah. So dunya is asbab. We use the means, but the result we leave in the hands of Allah. Wa ilayhi matab, and unto Him is the return. Do we have doubt? Each one of us has to die and we have to return to Almighty Allah. Now is the time for action, and the year after is the place for jaza, the reward, or Allah forbid the punishment. You Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you were, you are, you always will be the best and the most beloved. The places where you receive the wahi are the best: Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara and surroundings. And you Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the best constitution for all times, all places, and that is Quran Kareem. So these people, they don't want to accept. Even if this happens, still they will not accept. وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا, and even if, hypothetically, لَوْ عَلَىٰ سَبِيلِ الْفَرْضِ, even for argument's sake, أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُوِيرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ, even if the mountains have to move from where they are. Table Mountain is not in Cape Town, it moves. It goes away from there. Even hypothetically, argument's sake, it happens. أَوْ قُطِّئَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ, or the land and sand, it splits asunder, that the earth, the land, sand is now into pieces. The Quran makes it happen. Still these people, أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى, or if the dead speak to them, or the dead are made to speak to them, what will they do? They will still say, no, we didn't hear properly. We didn't see properly. We are still not 100% satisfied. Today, majority of the scientists, they say, we don't have scientific proof for Allah. They reject Almighty Allah, but they want people to believe and accept their theories, concocted theories many a time, fabricated theories. So imagine that, how arrogant this human being has become. He forgot his Allah, but he wants human being and humankind to accept what he says. That is what the Quran is telling us, the downfall of human being. When the human being forgets divine rights, then remember that is the path of destruction. بَلِّلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ جَمِيعًا, all the matters, all the affairs, they belong solely, only, exclusively to Allah. The sunrise, the sunset. Did you look at the moon last night? I was with one person and I showed him, brother, look at the moon, super moon. And I told him, read, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Ya Allah, we look at your creation and we bow down and prostrate to you alone. لَن نَرْكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. We will never make ruku, we will never make sajda to anybody dead or alive, only you, Ya Allah. That is the Muslim, not the munafiq and the hypocrite who wants to cut favor with people and lick the boots of people. Nay, that is the work of munafiqeen, Quran says. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ, are they seeking honor there by these people? فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا, izzat, honor, dignity comes solely, only from Almighty Allah. Now these people, yeah, Almighty Allah is asking a rhetorical question. أَفَلَمْ يَيْأَسِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, يَيْأَسْ, yeah, you have to look at the text, and the context means أَفَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ, أَفَلَمْ يَتَبَيَّنْ. So you must be very careful when it comes to translating. Not anybody just pick up any translation and translate. So أَفَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ, it means. The word is أَفَلَمْ يَيْأَسِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So what, the people of Iman, don't they know? No, it means they know. أَلَّوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَهَدَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, that if Almighty Allah decrees, if Allah Ta'ala wishes, then lahadanna sa jamia, He'll give everybody, the entire human race and jinn, all of them the hidayat and guidance. But then there'll be no test. Almighty Allah gave us, human being, made us the masterpiece of His creation, and gave us the choice, freedom of choice. You want the part of Rahman, then you are a true Muslim. You want the part of Shaitan, that is your choice. Tomorrow you go to a hell, it is Adlam min Allah, the justice system of Allah. Tomorrow you go to Jannah and Paradise, that is Fadlam min Allah, the grace and the mercy of Allah. Now these people, they continue with their kufr, shirk and so forth. وَلَا يَزَالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا تُصِيبُهُمْ And those people who persist and insist and continue with their kufr, تُصِيبُهُمْ It will afflict them بِمَا صَنَعُوا Of what they are doing. They murder and they kill our children in Gaza. They kill our people in Kashmir. They destroy our masajid in so many places. So Almighty Allah says it will afflict them bima swana'u qari'atun. Qari'atun. Al-qari'atu mal-qari'ah. Wa ma adraka mal-qari'ah. Allah Ta'ala is giving the tafsir Himself. Qari'ah, literally a disaster, a calamity, a catastrophe. And it means the worst places in Jahannam. So it must afflict them when they die in that state and condition. أو تحل قريبا من دارهم Or the calamity, the catastrophe, the disaster descends. تحل from حلول. So it descends, that calamity, catastrophe. قريبا من دارهم Very near their houses. They say the earthquake on the Richter scale was 6 and 7. Very near my house, and the snow came, and the hail came, and the lightning came. All those are signs very near our houses. Sometime for the Muslim and for the non-Muslim. For the Muslim, a lesson make tawbah. For the non-Muslim, lesson embrace Islam. And if we don't, we do so at our own peril. أو تحل قريبا من دارهم Or the calamity, catastrophe descends very near their houses حتى يأتي وعد الله Till it comes the promise of Allah. What is the promise of Allah? For the Muslim it is إحدى الحسنيين. When that person dies with Iman and Islam, he meets Almighty Allah and the glad tidings come to him. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ O Muslim, O Muslimah, go, your angels are giving you the glad tidings, good news. That Jannat which you are crying, begging, beseeching Allah, Allah is giving you that now. Go to that Jannah. Allah is your guest, you the host. Allah is your host, and you are the guest of Allah. Go to the gardens in Jannah. And the munafiq, the kafir, the person who only read kalima, tongue, just on the tip of the tongue, and he died like that, nothing to do in his heart, but kufr and shirk, then everlasting doom and gloom. Hatta ya'atiya wa'adullah. So that is the promise of Almighty Allah. Ihdal husnayain means either victory in this world or either martyrdom. So that is the true Muslim. Inna Allah la yukhliful mi'ad. Verily Almighty Allah will never violate the promise. People, they break the promises. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us regarding the munafiqeen, three signs, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Idha haddatha kadab, when they speak lies. Wa idha wa'ada akhlaf, they promise, but they had no intention to honor and fulfill the promise. Subsequently, the circumstances change, and then you can't fulfill, then there's no sin. But these people, at the time of making the promise, they're already lying. They got no intention to fulfill it. وَإِذَاعَتُ مِنَ خَانَ They make khiyanat in amanat, they commit breach of trust. وَالْإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. So put your trust in Allah, beg of Allah, make dhikr of Allah, then the halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman will come. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.